I'm Kevin Barry. I'm a writer based in County Sligo, originally from Limerick. When I was asked to write something about my home county, the first thing that came to mind were the visits I used to pay to an aunt of mine in the village of Ballingarry back in the early 80s. Among the little-known mountains of Limerick, Knockfearna Hill is the highest and the most storied, situated beyond the village of Ballingarry. It rises to some 951 feet, a prominent knuckle against the low grey skies and the estuarine rain. Also, it is a regal place, as it contains deep in its interior a fairy castle. And for many, many centuries, Knockfearna has radiated stories and legends and a palpable occult aura. My Aunt Hanny lived in Ballingarry, and she needed no encouragement on the occult front. She was a practitioner of fishogues, or folk cures, and by means of herbs and tinctures and curious spells, she took on the warts and septic throats of the vicinity. She had remedies for melancholy and bad backs. She would even cast her magic on those complaining of marital difficulties. When I'd be brought out from the city on Sunday afternoon spins to visit, there would often be local people in the corner of Hanny's kitchen whispering their complaints and receiving my aunt's sage advice in return. Her knowledge came from way, way back, and it may even have originated in the fairy chambers of Knockfearna. I remember those Sundays of cold spring, maybe in the March or April of the year, and the new, raw, feeble light crossing the fields, and the warm fog of coal smoke in Hanny's kitchen, and the dry humour and huskiness of her voice and her smoker's cough. She had spent a few decades in America, but it didn't knock a scrap of the magic out of her. And when she came back to her home place, she came back to her true calling in life, which was to heal and comfort in the way the long centuries had taught her. But I was an unimpressible 12-year-old, and I took the witchcraft of the kitchen entirely in my stride. In fact, I was rather bored by it all, so I would bring my Atari console along for the visit, plugging it into her television to play the ancient video game that featured two white lines for rackets and a slow-moving blob for a ball. John McGahan said once that the 20th century never existed in Ireland, that we went straight from the 19th into the 21st. Unbeknownst to myself, I may have occupied a cusp moment in this transition, playing my Atari at one end of the kitchen, with Hanny at her magic down the far end, and beyond the window, rising through the mist and rain, the looming spectre of Knockfearna Hill, its spirits calling out to both of us from its far interior.